B-Pod Studios.
So it's Tuesday, right?
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Excuse me. I must get up now.
Why now? After all this time.
After all this time, why now?
Some of us have jobs to get to.
What you do for a job is not really a great way to make a living, you know?
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
Somebody's got to do it, huh?
Well, we might as well get this over with.
Yep, let's go.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's not as cold as ice. A little rain this morning, though. High 45. That's not too shabby. A little down to 38 tonight, maybe a few showers, and high 43 tomorrow. This is good.
Yeah, it was gloomy yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well,
just like, whoa.
It was gloomy. You know what's even more gloomier?
What?
Going furniture shopping on a gloomy day. You know how many steps I got in yesterday following Carolyn?
How many steps?
10,500 steps.
I went furniture shopping on Sunday, and I thought the same thing. I didn't have my Fitbit on, and I'm like, I am not getting the credit I deserve.
That's what she said. So I said, I'm with you every step of the way. We're at 10,500.
Where'd you go?
We went to Jordan's. Yeah. Of course, we started there with our good friend Elliot, you know.
Yeah. The furniture mile.
Then we went Route 1.
Yep.
We did all the fun stuff there. And, you know, maybe you can help me with this, LBF.
Sure.
How can you look at a same piece of furniture four times and then still not make up your mind about it?
Because.
You circle back and back and back.
Because, think about it, like especially a couch.
That's what we're looking for.
All right, this is the I was thinking about this because I'm in search of a couch, and I'm like, why is this so stressful? It should be just buy a couch. Because you spend so much time on that couch. Think about it. You know, you are on that couch when friends come over, when you're watching TV, just resting. Like, you spend, if you did the hours, like six hours.
That's what we're looking for. So I want comfy, yet a lot of the couches now, I feel like I'm 7 years old.
Because
because your legs are dangling off.
Yeah, they're
you can't
big.
Have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it is.
I'd like both things.
I'm telling you, I think it's harder to pick a couch than a spouse.
Wow.
I mean, both are commitment.
Wow. How much time did you spend choosing your spouse?
No comment. We have a very comfortable couch.
Anyway, so yeah, if you wanted some exercise, just follow my wife or maybe LBF around her furniture store. It's crazy.
Give us some advice because it's
very
hard.
Gloomy. All right, and the other thing people are talking about briefly is 9 o'clock today.
Yeah.
We're going to hear from Gronkowski again.
And he's holding us hostage.
Brian called him the boy, if this doesn't work out.
The little boy who cried wolf. He really is becoming that, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Any predictions, Brian?
Well, you know, because he gives us these little breadcrumbs. Like on Sunday, he posted the old Brady video from 2016 where he was out like blowing the conch shell to assemble his receivers.
Right. Yeah.
With the comment, Tom Brady, you think this thing still works?
That's a tease.
Like, oh, you know what?
That's a tease.
If he doesn't join the Patriots, then people are going to really dislike him. He's used it up.
Well, here's what Scott Zolak said, our buddy on Fridays.
Okay.
Better not be another jack wagon sales play at 9 a.m. for his sake.
Yeah. He's absolutely right.
Yeah.
A man of few words, but important ones.
Where is his jack wagon? Better not be another jack wagon.
Saturday the 30th is the deadline where Gronk has to come out of retirement if he's going to play again. That's why all this is happening.
Well, there you go.
I don't think you should.
Well, we'll be tuned in at 9 o'clock. That's for sure. Okay. Anyway, 40 degrees right now in Boston and more 80s and more coming up. We had a player yesterday, if we're super smart, in 60 seconds. She was a delight.
She was. They all are, usually.
But did she get them all right? Yeah, we'll find out next right here.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
Yes, brought to you by Dunkin' and their great taste plant-based Beyond Sausage sandwich. From Dunkin' is here with 10 grams of Beyond Sausage plant-based protein in between a toasted English muffin and delicious egg and cheese. Dunkin' has created a brand new way to start your day so you can add a plant-based boost to your mornings. America runs on Dunkin'. LBF, what's cool?
Why Dwayne Johnson is the nicest human being on the planet.
Okay. Yeah.
Brian Bell.
All right. The biggest Jeopardy news ever.
Your mind might explode, okay? Plus, I'll tell you why. You must get 78 minutes of music a day for your mental health. Next.
Cool.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Albie.
Okay, so this 3-year-old boy named Hiram Harris, he's battling acute lymphoblastic leukemia. He's just a little cute kid. And he says he gets his strength from watching The Rock's character Maui in the movie Moana, because Maui has lots of strength. So Dwayne Johnson, mm-hmm. The Rock, mm-hmm. the best person on the planet, made him a video telling him to be strong and sang Maui's song, You're Welcome. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's so good.
I heard that you love a movie called Moana. And I also heard that you watch Moana almost 10 times a day because the character you love, Maui, gives you strength. Honestly, listen, kid, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, that was Maui just messing around. I killed an eel and I buried its guts. Sprouted a tree, now you got coconuts. What's the lesson? What is the takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here on my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been. I make everything happen. Look at that mini Maui just tick-a-tick-tapping. What can I say except you're welcome? Stay strong, and thanks for inspiring everybody around you, Hiram, including myself.
Can
what
you
a
imagine?
Nice guy. Wow.
Yeah. Can you imagine how psyched that kid must be and like watching it over and over again? Yeah. I can listen to that forever.
Isn't that great? And you probably will.
That's awesome.
But, yeah. And you will. But no, he's awesome.
Also, all the words. Jeez,
he's
that was impressive.
No, yeah.
Well, I mean, he did it professionally.
I know, but you know.
But he didn't have to do that. That is awesome.
No, he didn't. There.
Pretty
so
cool.
Great.
That's like Joe Namath visiting Bobby. Which Brady?
Oh, the Brady Bunch.
Which Brady?
It was Bobby Brady.
Was it Bobby?
Yes.
He broke something.
Yeah, he did. Oh, my God.
Right? It's like that.
Wow.
Yes, it was like that.
Yeah, but Joe didn't.
I remember that episode.
Yeah.
Do you know, Bob?
Yeah. I don't think he did it out of the kindness of his heart.
No, Joe
though.
Didn't. No.
I don't think so.
Oh. I can't believe you made that reference. This makes me like you so much more.
Wow.
Yeah, Joe, I can't remember what happened to Bobby, but maybe somebody will call and let us know on our new phone number, 888-410-1057. Go ahead.
All right. I saw this yesterday. Jeopardy posted it. This is going to be the biggest epic Jeopardy battle ever. It's happening starting January 7th, and it's called Jeopardy, the Greatest of All Time. It's prime time. And it's the top three champions. James Holzhauer, who just won the Tournament of Champions.
Yep.
Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter. And not only is it it's for $1 million, mm-hmm. it starts January 7th. It's basically whoever wins three games first.
And how much do they win?
$1 million.
Wrong.
Wrong.
What is $1 million?
Yes, Brian, what is $1 million? The judges are going to let it slide this time.
All right, yeah, it wasn't
time,
double Jeopardy yet.
Let's tighten that up a little bit.
Be on the lookout for that.
That's going to be awesome.
Good.
January, right?
Yeah.
That's great, because what is happening in January?
Nothing.
Nothing. You got that right. They're smart at Jeopardy. Okay. Hey, here's why you should listen to 78 minutes of music a day for your mental health. According to a British survey and study, 78 minutes is what you need to maintain good health. But the good news is you can get therapeutic results from just 11 minutes at a time. So later on today, J-Bo Jones, commercial free.
Oh, wow. You can get all your music in.
90 minutes.
That's good.
Mental health. Yeah, it can be whatever, calming. It can be rock, whatever. Really? It's just about the music that makes you happy.
I feel like Ethel Merman might not be in that. Mix of things to make people happy.
Let me take a look.
I don't know. It might make you feel great.
What is your right, Delby? All right. Yeah, so what happened to Bobby Brady? I forgot. 888-410-1057.
I'm not even going to Google it.
Why did Joe go see Bobby? I need to know now. I really do. All right.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian.
All right. We have a new phone number, by the way. It's 888-410-1057. And, we were asking folks, because I forgot, why did Joe Namath go see Bobby Brady? Was Bobby struggling?
Here's what happened. And I just want to say that when you made a Brady Bunch reference, mm-hmm. apropos of nothing, it made me think that you saw straight into my soul. Because that's what I do all the time. All
you
my life
Brady
lessons
Bunch,
are Brady Bunch based.
Well, they were lessons.
They
Every
were,
show
right?
was a lesson.
Okay.
What happened?
So this is what happened. It is in the second episode of season 5 of the Brady Bunch. It's called Mail Order Hero. Yeah. And what happened was Bobby lied to his friends that he knows Joe Namath, then fakes a serious illness in order to get Namath to come to the house and visit
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's what it was. But all is forgiven, right?
Right. Yeah. Yes.
That's when Joe was primetime Joe.
Yes, I think he wore. I think he wore a fur coat.
A fur coat on the show.
I think he may have.
Wow, nobody else can pull that off.
No,
nobody.
He wore pantyhose too, didn't he?
And
didn't
nobody wants to do that.
No, you're right. Not even when.
All right, fun fact. Also on the way in, Brian, you mentioned that there's going to be some changes. One of you guys did. On the highways? What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Changing
so this is happening.
Numbers?
They're changing the numbers because the federal government that we apparently Massachusetts doesn't feel like paying attention to
right.
Has said that you need to number your highways so that they indicate how far away the exit is. So it should be a mile per
right.
number.
It's by mile marker,
it
basically.
Be mile
not
marker.
By, yeah, it
so
makes
in,
more sense.
In Maine, yeah. when you go, you're exit 30,
yeah.
and then you're like, oh, okay, well, exit 40 is 10 miles away.
That's
so you have
be.
An idea.
There's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
But in
right.
Massachusetts, we're like, slap some numbers here. There's no exit 17. There's blah, blah, blah.
It makes sense. Like, if you add exits, too, you don't have to change all the numbers of all the other exits.
Right.
You just add it at the mile marker.
So this
yes.
is going to happen?
This is going to happen. It's going to take 2 years. I bet you it's going to take longer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't kill the
and
job.
And I bet you it's really inexpensive.
Yeah. It'll be cheap.
I don't know.
So well, that's happening.
They got to figure how many miles it is.
But, I mean, like.
Yeah.
So they got to start walking.
I'm exit.
Yeah, you got to start walking.
But it's
going to
be hard
lunch.
Because I always say, like, well, I'm exit 2A, you know.
Well, I mean.
128.
Especially this area where we still navigate by, like, oh, it's by the old Coke plant.
Yes, exactly.
We navigate by things that
don't
exist anymore.
Where do we work? Where do we work?
Over by the Globe.
Yes,
by the
exactly.
Globe.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
That's what you do.
It's really true.
It is sad but true.
So, good luck.
It sucks if you're not from here. That's for sure, right?
Yeah.
All right, coming up, let's do some dirty laundry. LBF, what do you got?
Okay, well, I have some news that's going to make you, I don't know, rethink all your life decisions and wonder why you're doing what you do for a job.
Oh, great. Why are you looking at Brian like, Bell like that?
Like I need help.
He's already asking.
It's, yeah.
All right.
It's unbelievable.
Okay.
Trouble spot traffic.
Let's do it.
Brought to you by Encore Boston Harbor. Quite a few problems out there right now. There's ramp restrictions on Route 3 southbound in the Billerica stretch. There's a crash on the ramp from Treble Cove Road onto Route 3, so look out for that. Woburn, the shoulder's blocked. Three cars involved. 93 southbound at Commerce Way. Milford, there's ramp restrictions. People are having problems with ramps this morning. Might be a little slippery. 495 northbound at exit 20, Route 85. There's a crash with injuries on the off-ramp to exit 20 there. Weymouth, overturned vehicle, right lane blocked. Route 3 on the southbound side by Route 18. And then New Bedford, there's ramp restrictions. 195 eastbound getting onto 140. There's a crash on the ramp there off into the woods. Encore Boston Harbor now has free self-parking daily with the self-parking 7 days a week. You can experience the 15 dining venues featuring local ingredients from both land and sea to the serene comfort of the spa and so much more with so much waiting for you at Encore Boston Harbor. What are you waiting for?
Exactly.
What exit is that?
Shannon. Hey, Shannon, what's going on?
Okay, so my question for you is,
yep.
What road and how would you do this when a road is 93 south, 128 north, and part of it's Route 1.
Wow.
It's also partly Route 3.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Listen, we
correct.
Do it.
Man.
Yeah. We're all messed up
here. Where would you start the exit numbers?
That's the section of road that I never know what to tell people when there's an accident down there. You should be going by 93. Technically, it's 93.
They're going to have to rename one of them. Yeah. LBF is right. This is gonna, it's a five-year job. So that's how we're going to do it. It's going to be five years, and then we'll get it straight.
We're messed up, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
it's our slogan.
Make it in Massachusetts.
Hey, ROR. We'll take one more call. What's up?
Hello.
Yeah. Knock, knock. What's going on?
Hey, my name's Paul. I'm driving. I'm listening about the Brady Bunch thing you guys talking about. LB was right. There was a fake of the sick. But it was actually Cindy that wrote the letter.
Oh. plot thickens.
That's amazing that you know that off the top of your head.
All right.
I have so much respect for you right now. I can't even.
I don't know if respect is the right
awesome
word.
Awesome girl.
I just love it.
That's great. Well, now, boy, plot thickens.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, it's dirty laundry time with LBF. 6:48. All right.
Okay.
What do you have?
Your 80s hairband reunion is happening. Gronk is canceled. But first, today's episode of Life is Not Fair is brought to you by Kylie Jenner.
Oh, okay. Good. Here we go.
She sold 51% of her cosmetic company.
Yes.
For $600 million.
Wow.
I mean, I don't even know where to buy her stuff.
Let that soak in. How much?
I'm actually choking on it.
$600 million.
$600 million deal. Cody, COTY Incorporated, bought it. It's actually, you know, it owns majority stake. That's all.
Right.
And so she's going to remain as a creative leader, and her team will continue to handle the communication efforts.
Okay.
Because the Kardashians are good at communication with the K.
She's 23.
I know she's a Jenner.
She's still
but you know
in
what I mean.
Bed. Right now, she's sleeping.
Making money while she sleeps.
Making more money than we'll ever see in our lifetimes.
I
in
like
one
to think
day.
That it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I like to think that.
Okay, you
think
that.
Keeps me from not driving off a cliff.
Yeah.
It's just she's, I mean, I wish it could have happened to somebody I like a little bit more. Like Jennifer Garner. I would never begrudge her $600 million because she's lovely.
She's
and
lovely.
I think she's nice. But Kylie, it's not like I know her personally. She just represents all that's bad in the world.
All that's bad.
Okay.
And she just got richer. Okay.
Gronk is canceled. He stinks.
Mm.
His 9 a.m. Announcement
was
completely bogarted by ABC News, who says that he is going to host Gronk Beach. It's a festival on Saturday, February 1st. The day before Super Bowl Sunday? Yeah. And on Miami Beach, it's going to feature his favorites. I don't know what they are. Mm-hmm. And combining a party with a musical festival, food, drinks. Apparently, tickets go on sale on Thursday, so that's why he's having this.
Yeah, they're like $150.
That's it? That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the announcement. So you've been waiting for him to rejoin the team.
Everybody's like
doesn't
chomping
look
at the bit.
Like it's going to happen.
I didn't think
but
it was.
He's got to be
he's
careful. I know, but he's too skinny. He's too lean.
Imagine we're saying that about Rob Gronkowski.
Too skinny.
Plus, I want him to, as the mother in me, I want him not to hurt himself. He's finally feeling better. He takes that CBD stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his gorgeous girlfriend Camille, who posted another picture of herself in a bikini on Instagram.
Yes,
and I looked
did.
At it,
did
and I was play? Like, mm-hmm. why?
Well, I ought to see that then. To be
some
on
people
top
just
of this.
Win the body lottery.
Camille did pretty good.
Yes,
she
did.
Pretty good. All right.
Now that I have your attention.
Yeah.
Motley Crue is getting back together and touring with Def Leppard and Poison next year, which means all my big hair 80s dreams have come true.
There it is.
No words on dates, but I'm just going to save 2020.
I like it.
Oh, God.
You know what? What's bad news is, so Motley Crue's getting back together. Yeah. Did you hear who's breaking up?
Who?
Oh, you're going to be devastated.
Oh.
The Chuck E. Cheese band.
Oh.
The rats are jumping off the ship.
You know I've never been to a Chuck E. Cheese and I wanted to
How'd
remain
you get
that
away
way.
With that?
I'm awesome.
No, you're
I'm
not
awesome.
Awesome.
I'm awesome. I'm a bad
LBF,
mother and
you're
I'm awesome.
Bad mom. You got away with never going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Never going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Man, you'll never know the thrill of
I know.
Fighting
yeah.
you know, other parents for tokens and time to play the machine you're
never
not
been
ever
to a Dave
win.
And Buster's either.
All right, remember this. As bad as your day is.
Okay,
I'm not saying you're having
I did not approve
but
this,
if you're,
by the way.
If you're in your car and you're thinking, oh, it's Tuesday, your day is not going to be as bad as Congressman Eric, formerly he was a presidential candidate, Eric Swalwell. Swalwell was on MSNBC last night, and here's what happened.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
That is what happened.
I'm going to vomit a little bit. That's so gross, Bob.
He is denying that.
Bob is in eighth grade.
Did
I just want to let
did
everyone know.
He just
know.
Scooch his chair on the floor
yeah,
a little
he
bit.
Yeah, he might have scooched his chair. Sometimes his chair. He scooches.
One more time.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
Okay.
I like how he paused the sentence.
I know, but that's maybe...
That's
you
the
think
giveaway.
The pause?
That's
I think he might have heard it.
Film
it might have been It might have been Chris Matthews. He was Mike, too.
I don't know, but they're both denying, but God. There you have it. No matter how bad your day is, you will not have Eric Swalwell.
You feel better now that you've tortured us with that?
That's torture?
It's no, you know just, how
I'm trying
I
to make
feel
you
about
feel
bad.
Better.
Why do I feel bad?
Your day will not be as bad as Eric Swalwell's. Okay? Just look at it that way. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Oh, jeez.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. True Confession Tuesday with an incredible prize. From VIP Tire and Service. Four tires.
So cool.
Isn't that awesome? A set of four tires plus an oil change. So we're looking for stories about, or true confessions. It happened in a car. So first up, Julia, let's hear your story, okay?
Okay, my sister Jessica and I were younger. I was 16, she was 18, and we were both wanting the same car for the night. We had two cars, a Vega and a Granada.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted the Vega because I was going out cruising.
In the Vega.
And she was going to a club. They wouldn't let me have the Vega. They made me take the Granada. So while she was at the club, I went and not only switched cars, but moved it.
You moved
it. So when she came out of the club at 1 in the morning, she called the police because she thought the car was stolen.
What a brand, Julia. What a brat.
And then she called my father and woke him up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
And as the police were interviewing her in the parking lot, all the other cars were leaving, suddenly she sees the other car, and she's like, that's my car, but that's not the car I came in. And that's not where I parked. And so
that's
she's
funny.
Trying to convince the police that it had been switched.
The old switcheroo. Julia, that is mean.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I took a beating. I took a beating for that one.
From dad and the sister, right?
Wow. It was totally worth it.
That is awesome. What a great story. For Thanksgivings for 30 years,
yes.
Julia's had this story. Hey, that's a great confession. Thanks for making it.
That's okay. Have a great morning, guys.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy. Took a beating. From back in the 70s, you could get a beating.
That's amazing.
Isn't that
that's
great?
Such a good sister. That's a good sister story. That's
forever.
Right up there.
That's a forever story.
Like, it's awesome.
All right, Caroline, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a true confession. It happened in a car. Let's hear about it.
All right, this happened in a car. It was like 20 years ago. And my husband, we were transferred out to Ohio for work. And I was so depressed. I had two babies. So I just didn't have any friends out there, so I decided I'm going to throw my babies back in the car and drive back to Boston and see my family. And I was in traffic, and I was crying, and they were little, and I was a little bit postpartum, I think, and I had to go to the bathroom, and I didn't want to wake them up, so I took one of their diapers and went to the bathroom in the car.
No.
Oh, my God.
Okay, their diaper.
Okay. You know what?
All right.
That's
so really embarrassing.
Wow.
You know what? That is like above and beyond not waking a baby. I respect you. You're amazing.
Wow. Can I ask the question, though? I'm just going to assume you didn't have time to stop and go pee.
Correct.
Yes, yeah. I mean, what's wrong with you?
I had
a lot wrong.
I did end up getting out of traffic, and I ended up finding this wonderful woman. I was crying. I remember going in Ohio. There was like a roadside rest area that went over the highway, and I was carrying that. I was crying, and this lady said, "Give me those babies. You have to go in and go to the bathroom." And she said, "I'll let you see my feet." And she stood up and held my kids, and it was a crazy story.
Midwesterners are nice. A Massachusetts person would have taken off with them.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, you know, Huggies, right? So you just keep them in the car.
Wow. Yes, exactly.
Just keep them in the car.
It works. It works.
Thank you, Caroline. Oh, boy. You got time for another one?
All right. You want to go to three?
Line three. Let's take line number three. And, hey, good morning. Is this Richard?
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, Richard, let's hear your true confession. It happened in a car.
Yes, it did. We were about 17, 18 years old. It was four of us, friend and two cousins. And we decided we'd go up to New Hampshire to go hunting. I mean, Canada, the Canadian border.
Yeah, same thing.
So those days, you could go into Sears or Roebuck's and buy a rifle.
Yeah.
So I bought a 30-30, and the other guys bought their own rifles. So we're driving up there, and on the way, we decided we're going to drink.
Oh, my God.
So, that's such a great
idea. Here we are. Uh-huh. We get up there. We get at the top. We're almost into Canada, so we hit some of these back roads, the dirt roads.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're all hopping a wrapper.
Oh,
we're going down the dirt road. About 10 deer go across in front of us. So we're all scrambling and running and shooting, and all of a sudden the gun goes off. We shot a hole through the guy's roof.
Oh, my God.
The car?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Should
have just hit the deer with the car.
We were deaf for about an hour after that.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
And then we decided we'd go to Canada.
Okay.
After that.
We appreciate you coming back.
Listen, I don't think we can ever go back there.
No, I don't think.
I won't tell you what happened. It started in a bar.
Oh, my God.
It's car confession. Wow, Richard. Okay.
All right, thanks, Richard.
Save that one for next week.
All right.
Half in the Rapa.
All right, so
those were the days.
True Confession Tuesday.
Wow.
888-410-1057.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll stop.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah. Best true confession. It happened in a car. Crazy car stories gets... This is awesome. A set of four tires.
Yeah.
Okay. From VIP Tire and Service. Throwing in an oil change, too. But we've had so many great ones. It's going to be tough. We've got, let's see, who's this on the line? Is it Jack? Or Richard?
Yes, it's Jack.
That's
Hi,
what
Jack.
I thought. Go, Jack.
Good morning, kids. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. What's your true confession?
Okay. When I was in my 20s, I had a 3-year contract to work in Bermuda, and they were so courteous and respectful drivers. So when I came home after my contract, I bought a Corvair, a green Corvair, and I was so taken back by the rudeness of Boston drivers. Whenever there was a close one, I would let them hit me.
Huh?
So after a while, my green Corvair looked like a traveling cucumber.
Why would you let them hit you?
I wouldn't go out of my way because I was so angry of how rude and discourteous they were. I would just let them hit me.
Okay.
Weird guy, Jack.
Jack. Car.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Well, there you have it.
You were in a pickle.
I admit to that.
Yeah. You were definitely in a pickle there, Jack, with your cucumber. All right, Jennifer, let's hear yours.
Good morning. The day after I graduated from UNH, my sorority sister and I stopped by Hampton Beach on our way to her house in Marlboro. And on the beach that day, met a few boys playing volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
End of the day, we got into my Chevy Citation and headed back to Marlboro.
Love these
And we're headed down the highway and came upon the pickup truck full of the guys from the volleyball game.
Oh, sweet.
So... Mm-hmm. We thought it would be fun to open up the moonroof and pass them beers into their pickup truck.
Oh, God.
Fun.
So we didn't slow down or anything. We just unlatched the moonroof and watched it in the rearview mirror as it flew back on the highway and smashed into a million pieces.
Oh, okay. My God.
Amateurs.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable, but what a memory.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jennifer, thanks for the story. But I'm loving all the old cars that were in the Citation. The Vega.
Because what else everyone remembers that
car.
First car.
Yeah. Right?
Mine was a Dodge Shadow.
You
I didn't
tell
do
that story now,
it.
What are you going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, my Audi 304. Whatever.
Well,
yeah. Not as fun.
That's pretty nice.
You're good to drive a nice car.
All right.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay.
ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, we got Stephanie.
You can't wait to tell her story.
Right?
All right, Stephanie, let's hear your story. Your true
confession. Hi. So it was the winter of 97. I got into three car accidents over the course of 2 days.
Wait a minute.
It was
three. Slow down. Three car accidents in 2 days.
Yep. Okay. It was a snowstorm.
Yeah.
And I was coming home from school. I had plans to go see my friend at UMass Amherst that weekend. And on the Friday, coming home from class, was when I got into my first accident. I rear-ended a truck in my little Geo Storm and thought I was going to get decapitated.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So it was very bad. Ruined my front end. So then I was like, oh, you know, I obviously can't go to Amherst now. I woke up a Saturday morning. I was like, no, I had plans to go. I'm going to go. But it was still snowing. So I went and picked up a friend of mine in
same car?
The North Shore.
Same car.
That's unbelievable. But what a memory.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jennifer, thanks for the story. But I'm loving all the old cars that were in the Citation. The Vega.
Everyone remembers that first car. Yeah.
Right?
Mine was a Dodge Shadow.
You
I didn't
tell
do
that story now.
It.
What are you going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, my Audi 304.
Well,
yeah, not as fun.
That's pretty nice.
Your kids are driving nice cars.
All right. Fine. Thank you, Jennifer. All right.
We have time
for more confessions. 888-410-1057. Let's do this. The best true confession is going to get a set of four tires from VIP Tire and Service. It's time for Dirty Laundry with LBF.
Okay.
Here we go.
Get out your Aquanet because hair bands are coming back. Gronk's big announcement is a big disappointment. But first, I'd like to just ruin all your dreams. Today's episode of Life is Not Fair is brought to you by Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
Sold her cosmetics company, 51% of it at least, so now she owns a little less than half. For $600 million,
yes.
And she gets to stay on as creative person and also doing all the communications.
She's still in bed. She'll make more money today. She already made more money between bedtime and now than we will in probably a lifetime.
I know. The money that the Kardashians and the Jenners have at this point, it's foolish money. It's like, it doesn't even make sense money. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, at what point do they just say, let's stop and fund a country?
Well, they could do that.
They could
give it away as much as they want.
Yeah, but I don't think they do.
It's America. Yeah, I haven't heard the Kardashian Foundation yet. No.
I haven't heard
of it.
I mean, they're like...
No.
Well, Bill Gates, at least, you know, he's giving away a lot of his
Foundation.
Money.
He's paying
taxes. But whatever. Anyway, the point is that... I don't know. They just keep making more and more money.
People keep giving it to them.
Okay? I don't.
That's what it is.
As you can tell, I do not wear any of Kylie Jenner's cosmetics.
No, I didn't see that. I did not see any on you today.
All right, Gronk.
Mm.
Big announcement at 9 o'clock. Well, ABC broke the news already. He's going to have a festival that Saturday before Super Bowl Sunday in Miami, on Miami Beach. You know, he has a sweet condo down there.
Sure he does.
You seen that? It's gorgeous.
I think I've seen it. He sold his Boston condo.
Yeah, and he bought one right on Miami Beach.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
He's going to hold the Gronk Beach Festival on Saturday, February 1st. And it's going to feature his favorite things. And it combines a party with the music festival along with food and drinks. And I'm sure he'll twerk.
Yeah.
And sell CBD stuff.
Well, my favorite tweet last night was from Zolak, who said, if this 9 o'clock announcement is another jack wagon sales pitch,
he's done. It is.
Yeah,
tickets go on sale Thursday.
Yeah, jack wagon sales.
I like Gronk because I like his girlfriend.
We do too, but you got to stop boy crying wolf.
Right? Really, really cried
Come
wolf.
Come on, man.
He's jumping the shark here.
Yep. That's it. All right.
Okay, finally.
I wonder if he'll do that at the beach party.
Yeah, maybe he will jump the shark.
Now
make it official, Gronk. Make it official.
Yes.
So big hair, bands.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting my Aquanet out, my blue eyeshadow. Motley Crue is getting back together, touring with Def Leppard and Poison next year, which means 2020 is just an amazing year already.
Amazing.
It's a stadium tour, but no dates and venues have been announced yet, but I'm sure they'll come around.
Well, all these guys, they're out there making money. Oh, you hear the bands broke up, though? The Chuck E. Cheese band is breaking up. Sad, isn't it?
It is. It's sad.
But you know what? You'll always have Rat. They're still doing their thing.
Never been. Still never been. Never been to Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, Ann Curry's having a birthday as
well
today.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. She's 63.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, Ann Curry really waited around, and karma worked out for her.
Because
Matt Lauer got her fired, and she was nothing but lovely, even though she was a good morning, good morning, good morning person.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
And now look at Matt Lauer.
You want to make a dedication to Kylie Jenner? Do I request dedication?
No.
Way to play along.
Yeah, way to play along.
That's good. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah,
very smooth.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what's going to play
next. What is it?
I'm going to dedicate to this to it's Kylie Jenner. Girl. It's Rich Girl. Yes.
That was good. That was
good.
Don't
tell me first.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right. We got John Wright on the phone today.
Ooh.
He's hoping he gets
some
all
everybody.
Right. Hey, John.
How you guys doing today?
I like your energy. John is a director of operations at the Marriott in Cambridge.
Nice. Friends and family, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know about it. Bonvoy.
Bonvoy. That's right. All right, John, Mr. Wright from Ayer, Massachusetts. Do you ever win $1,000 when you play along with us in the car?
Maybe once. Maybe once.
All right, this could be your day. Then you know how the game works. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. You got 60 seconds. Get them all right. Give you $1,000. If you're not sure, say pass. We'll come back to it if we have time.
All right.
John, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Here we go.
How much is a nickel worth?
5 cents.
What car company produces the Jetta?
Volkswagen.
What kind of batteries keep on going and going?
Energizer.
In which
Duracell.
Which one?
Energizer.
In which decade was the Three Mile Island nuclear disaster?
The 70s.
If a dish is served au gratin, what does it have on it?
Cheese.
My Heart Will Go On is the song in what movie?
Titanic.
What flavor is Cointreau?
What flavor is what?
Cointreau.
Pass.
Who just made $600 million in a cosmetics deal?
Ugh, Kylie Jenner.
How many appendages does a squid have?
6.
What is the highest hand in straight poker?
Royal flush.
What flavor is Cointreau?
Chocolate.
That's over. Wow, it. Okay.
John,
you were great.
John, you rocked it. You got 8 out of 10. It was my 8 out of 10, my man. All right, here's what you miss. You need more Contro in your life.
Yes, John doesn't drink a lot. what flavor is
Contro? Well, okay.
It's orange.
Orange.
And
how many appendages does a squid have? Total of 10. 2 tentacles and 8 legs.
Still.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but you did great. 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Not bad.
And I like your Kylie Jenner.
I know.
I have all respect
that
for you,
just,
sir.
That was just for you.
You weren't wrong. You weren't wrong. And John, you came back on the batteries. Smart move. Yeah, it was Energizer.
Yeah.
Well, you tripped yourself up for a minute there. But you got 8 out of 10. That is the best of the week. But it's Tuesday.
Bragging rights.
But anyway, John, hey, listen, nobody goes home empty-handed. We're going to give you 4 passes to Winter Wonderland at Southwick Zoo.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Isn't that nice?
Nice.
Dazzling holiday light display. Visit the petting zoo. You got some kids or grandkids to take with you?
Yep. Got a lot of nieces and nephews.
There you go. Santa's going to be there. It's going to be a great time. Open Friday through Sunday, 4:30 to 9:30 p.m., right through December 29th. John, you're great. Thank you so much for playing Super Smart, okay?
Well, thank you.
All right.
Great guy.
And Bonvoy, he says. And
whenever, I'll see you there.
Yeah, see you there. Bonvoy, John. All right. If you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, easy to do. Just go to our website, WROR.com, and sign up there, okay?
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more.
and more.
105.7 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, all right, another true confession. We're going into overtime because there have been so many confessions today, okay?
No.
The phone just blew up.
Sure did.
And here's why. It's not as though people, you know, have a lot of confessions they've been dying to get off their chest. It's because we've got a set of four tires from VIP Tire and Service to give the best story today.
Just in time for winter.
And an oil change.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Gina, you got one?
I do. It involves a car, a dog, and a condom.
Car, a dog, and a condom?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right. All right. Continue. I'm interested.
Okay. All right.
So the story goes, my son needed to borrow the car. He was about 17. I needed the car, so he came up with a deal that he was going to pick me up at like midnight. So he picks me up, we're driving home. I asked him what he did that night. He said he went out with his girlfriend. I'm like, okay, that's great, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we pull into the driveway. My kid runs out of the car, can't figure out what's going on, whatever. So I go in the house, I got to walk the dog. I bring him outside, and for whatever reason, the car door was not closed, so the dog jumped inside thinking he was going for a ride.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's dark out. I'm like, what are you doing? So I reach in because the dog is eating something he's not supposed to.
Oh, here's where that came in. Okay.
I pull it out of his mouth, and it's my son's used condom that he had sex in my car earlier that night.
Okay.
That's amazing.
That's out of a movie, isn't that?
I'm still in
therapy,
Sarah Marshall,
by the way. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, or no?
Better than being a grandma.
I'm in therapy.
I know, right? Exactly. Safety first.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can be able to explain that to the folks at VIP, how you're on your tires, but it's a true confession.
That's a pretty good one.
Wow. It is a true confession, right. And one you probably won't hear.
No.
Again.
No, let's hope not. Wow, that's a great story, though.
What did your son say when you confronted him with this?
Well, I came back into the kitchen, and he was standing at the barrel with his pockets outturned.
Oh.
Apparently, he ran out of the car to throw it away, but it had fallen out.
Oh, boy. Well,
he was mortified, I will say that.
Yeah, part of you was proud of him for being safe. Little part.
Exactly.
Very small part.
Yeah. Of course, I still need therapy, but you know.
Yeah, you might. Okay.
Right.
Bye, Gina.
Bye.
So does he, I would think.
Oh, yeah, everybody. Whole family. Boy. Family therapy. Yep.
And the dog.
Yeah, the dog's the one that really needs the therapy.
Yeah.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Well, I just am thinking. Jeez. I'm a dog guy. I like dogs. What can I say?
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
All right, LBF, what do you have? What's cool?
How Tom Brady stays married to Gisele Bündchen.
How Tom Brady stays married.
Like, that would be hard.
Gee, how many millions of reasons would you like? And I'm going to give you yet another reason why, as much as you hate to, it might be time to go on the keto diet.
No.
It might be. I know. Okay. LBF, let's hear your cool thing.
Okay, so there's this new show on E! News. It's called In the Room, and it takes audiences inside celebrity homes for, like, interviews on whatever, a bunch of things. But Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen are on it. This one's going to air Wednesday, December 4th at 8 o'clock on the E! News Network. But he talks about his marriage with Gisele, and he said, I think marriages, they ebb and they flow. And he said he did the interview inside his TB12 facility because branding.
Yeah.
And the challenging part for us is we are very ambitious people. See, that's not,
no, not a
that's
problem.
Not a problem with me,
nope,
Dave.
Nope, not here. Not a problem. Okay.
What are some of your flaws? Well, I'm just too darn good looking.
Exactly.
It's tough.
And a lot of the times I'm going in one direction and she's going in the other direction. It's ships passing in the night.
Yeah.
I'm going to football.
Really, really good looking ships.
This is my exactly.
Nice sterns.
This is my this is an intriguing quote from him.
Yeah.
I'm going to football and she's got things she's doing. What the heck, Tom?
What? Yeah.
I mean, like,
she does.
I don't know. She's a crazy businesswoman saving the environment, posing in bikinis, writing books about how great
that
her life is.
She's doing.
Oh,
yeah,
and then he says, and oop, by the way, the kids. I think we just have to make sure we have time for one another. And if you wanted to get better, and improve, you've got to communicate.
That's good. That's what he's doing. That's good. Anyway, what he needs to improve
is to stop.
I go
to football, and she goes to what she, that little lady,
needs,
does.
Yeah, he needs a tight end is what he needs.
He has one.
Yes, he does. So he has two.
We're making it weird.
You are.
You are.
I started nothing here. I want to talk about Jeopardy.
That's right.
The three greatest players in Jeopardy history. Ken Jennings, Brad Rutter, James Holzhauer. This January, get ready for the Jeopardy matchup of all time.
Wow.
It's Jeopardy, the greatest of all time.
Yes.
That's right. From Tom Brady, the GOAT, to the GOAT of Jeopardy, we're going to find out. There's going to be a huge tournament. It's prime time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Starting on January 7th. And you heard Alex say it's James Holzhauer, Ken Jennings, Brad Rutter. And basically, it's going to determine who is the greatest of all time on Jeopardy.
Wow.
Whoever wins three games first out of those guys.
Well, who do you think? I mean, it is tough. Who's your odds on favorite, Brian?
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, Jeopardy James is kind of hot because he's just coming off a big tournament
player.
Champion win.
Yeah.
But the other guys are so good.
Well, the thing with Holzhauer, I think I've cracked the code with James. I think he does, because the other guys are just as smart. I mean, he does have a lot of knowledge. He's the fastest reader. So by time, he's done. He's already read it. By time Alex does his thing, he's ready to go.
He must have taken that course. Speed reading, remember in the
Evelyn
70s?
Woods.
Evelyn Woods?
That's
took
what
that
it is.
Ruined me.
That is who is Evelyn Woods. Thank you.
Oh, yes, right.
And who
just,
is? Yeah.
Just, I did just look it up. Vegas odds. Now, he is a Vegas boy. The favorite is Holzhauer.
Oh, it's
right
going to be great. Brian sent me an email last night. He was geeked out. I'm like, what is time for bed, Brian?
Weird.
Okay. All right. Here's another reason for you to do the keto diet. Not me, you, because I can't. Okay? But you might be interested, guys.
Again.
No carbs at all.
You want a diet tip?
I do. What do you got?
I think it was the collective you, not you specifically.
He nodded
the collective.
He nodded my way. It's body language.
That was collective.
Go ahead.
Oh, boy.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right, we have Caroline on the phone with some good news for her. Hey, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
It's Caroline, everybody. Caroline.
Hi.
We loved your story. It was just great, you know?
It had everything. Babies, Midwest.
Diapers.
Great. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Hey, this is great news for you. We have a set of four tires from VIP Tire and Service.
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited. Thank you. My husband needs tires. So
terrific. I'm so
That's
glad.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
Your emotional breakdown years ago was actually serving him well.
Yeah, it did.
You're welcome.
Hey,
Caroline, and for you, we're going to throw in also a VIP Tire and Service oil change as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We love your true confession. What is the number one station to wake up to in the morning?
WROR.
Look at that. Great job, Caroline. My granddaughter's name's Caroline, so.
Oh, it's a good name.
That had nothing to do with you winning.
nothing at all.
She also pees herself in the car, though.
Yes.
Good point, Brian Bell. All right, Caroline. All right, hang on. So there you go. That was cute. Very cute. I want to thank the folks at VIP. Go to VIPauto.com. That's pretty sweet. She's got a set of tires. She's going to give them to her husband.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's a great prize.
Better than giving him diapers.
Yes.
Let's hope. All right. Okay. Hey, coming up, the Gronk is going to do his thing at 9 o'clock, but I do believe we already know what he's got in mind, okay? And it won't involve a uniform.
No.
I don't think. Unless you consider a bathing suit as uniform.
It could be.
Okay, could be. That's coming up next.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR is 80s and more. It's Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. Oh, yeah, we're watching the clock. 9 o'clock is when Gronk is going to make his announcement, and it's going to disappoint. If you were thinking he was coming back.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. What are they saying?
He did this before. We announced his CBD business. And now we all thought maybe this is the time he's going to announce going back. But nope. ABC News is reporting he's hosting Gronk Beach. It's a festival on Saturday, February 1st in Miami Beach, the day before the Super Bowl. And it's going to be a big old party featuring Gronk and twerking and booze and booze.
Maybe some chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Bikinis.
Oh, boy.
Tickets go on sale on Thursday.
So that's that. I mean, you know, it was... We were all hoping that it was because we could use a tight end on the team, especially Gronk, but he did not look football ready.
I'm surprised that his marketing team and his PR team let him go forward with, for this and tease it the way he did, because I know we're talking about him, but the problem is the backlash, and people are going to think he's the boy who cried wolf.
Well,
and
I told you what Zolak tweeted out last night. This better not be
it's like a
another jack wagon, you know, sales pitch. And that's what it sounds
and
like.
And that's what it is. And the thing is that people are going to get tired of it. There's a, you know.
Yeah. How much longer can he string us along?
Yes, that's exactly. It. He's like the boyfriend is like, maybe we'll go to the prom. Maybe. Maybe we'll go to the prom. I don't know. I don't know if I want to go. I had a boyfriend like that.
Yeah. Gotta hit home there.
You're just waiting for a better offer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right.
And he got it.
Listen, he didn't excuse me?
Yeah, he did.
You got a better offer?
He did.
Ah. That stinks.
She works here.
You know what the good news is?
Oh, my God.
What?
What?
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
The good news is you've forgotten all about it.
Exactly. Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm totally over
you're
it.
You're so over it. That's the good
Crystal
news.
Crystal
and Don't say Kristen's name on the radio. We could all be in trouble. Hey, okay, coming up in a few minutes, if you missed the announcement yesterday, Santa Claus is coming to town and he's hungry. And okay, so we're going to do breakfast with Santa. Details on that coming up.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.